that song.
Amen.
Good to know that the Lord will hold our hands.
Amen.
We got to be smart enough and wise enough to keep our hands in His hand.
Right.
He's willing to hold our hand. He's willing to be with us every step of the way. And I thank God right now today for that.
Amen.
Sometimes when you preach or when you have a message, you know, it goes right along with the song that just has been sung.
Amen.
We thank God for that. Our title of the message today is God's Protection.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we need to be aware of is God wants to protect us, mm-hmm. and He can protect us, but we'll have to hold His hand in order for that to be done.
Yes.
So I desire for you to pray with me and pray for me this morning, that we give you some encouragement this morning. I'm glad to preach this message because it's all encouragement this morning. And so we thank God for that. Protect means to keep safe from harm,
mm-hmm.
to keep safe from injury.
Mm-hmm.
And so God is the ultimate protector,
mm-hmm.
and His plan for our lives is a one of protection. You know, you buy some things sometimes and you get warranties on it.
Right.
You get insurance on things. You do things to keep things from going bad. You might get some leather. You spray some leather protectant on there.
Right.
Well, God, the way that He is His plan is to protect us, and it has always been that way. When you go back to the garden, in the Garden of Eden, He wanted to protect us from something. And so He told Adam and Eve, He said, don't eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Right.
Right? And so if we never knew about the knowledge of good and evil, then we wouldn't be responsible for knowing that kind of thing.
Right.
We wouldn't have to know what was good, wouldn't have to know what was bad. We can just live in bliss all the time because we wouldn't have those type of things.
Right.
But when we have that knowledge, and this is not in my notes, so pray for me. But when we got that knowledge, and then we lost something there, didn't we?
Yes.
Death entered into the world, both spiritually and physically. We became aware of things. We began to have all these different laws that had to be put in place in a spiritual way because now we need to be protected from something.
Right.
You see, and so God, what He wanted to do was protect us, and He still wants to protect us in the here and in the now. So be praying for us this morning. We're going to talk about God's protection. He's the ultimate protector. And I would be amiss if I didn't mention one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. It says that God is our refuge and strength. He's our very present help in trouble. But what God wants to do is protect us in a way where we don't get into that trouble. So we're going to talk about that this morning. May God help us. I want you to read along with us and be praying for us this morning. The enemy always, I don't know why he always, I know he fights Brother Tavis too, but he seems like he fights us on anything. It doesn't even matter. And so be praying for us that the word of God would go forth and that the blessing would be to our souls. We have a great protector, an ultimate protector, and so we have to know that and value that and get that blessing every day of our lives by the grace and help of God. All right, Matthew 28 and 18, it reads, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." And so we already knew that. Jesus came from God. Jesus is part of the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And so with them rests the power. All right, they made all of this. But the reason why we reference this is many times when we come against the enemy or we come against circumstance and situation of life, we forget that.
Right.
And so what happens is we need to be reminded that God can protect us.
Yes.
God can deliver us. God can help us in every problem, in every situation of life. All right, because the enemy is going to come and he's going to say, "What are you going to do now?" And you tell him, "We're going to do what we always did." We're going to talk to God about it.
Right.
He's got all power in heaven and in earth.
Amen.
And so therefore, whatever this situation is, God's got the answer to this. God's got the solution. I'm encouraged by that this morning. All right, God wants to protect us. Everybody knows this scripture, and I've been reading this scripture or talking about this scripture over and over again. I don't know why God keeps giving it to me, but as he gives it to me, I'm going to give it to you every time. It's in John 3:16. God loved the world. He gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believed on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This was God's love for us. Protecting us is what we want to do when we love somebody. When God loves somebody, he wants to protect them. When we love somebody, we want them to be protected.
Yeah.
And so what God did is he saw that we needed more protection.
Yeah.
All right? And so he sent his son to die on a cruel cross, not only for our sins to save us from that, but he also gave us the ability to have Christ in us to protect us. So God in us, it protects us from so many different things. Things come against us, they tempt us, they would harm us, but God in us gives us the ability to tell those temptations no, and God in us gives us the ability to pray in the moment and to be prayed up and say, Lord, I rebuke the devil in Jesus' name, and you have God's power in you speaking to that enemy and causing that thing to go away. I always remember this. I wasn't even saved when this testimony was given. A sister Johnson that passed away, Brother Johnson's wife that passed away. She said one time there was a man that was coming toward her in a parking lot. I think it was dark at night or something like that, and she couldn't remember the scripture about the angels, the Lord giving his angels a charge over us or encamping around about us. She couldn't remember, so she said she prayed, feathers, feathers, feathers. That's all she prayed. And the Lord came to a rescue, and the man had ill intent, and she was sensing that, and the man was misdirected or redirected in another way, and God protected her.
Amen.
And so in a natural sense, we have God's protection. We have God's protection. Remember when he was on the water and the winds and the wave looked like they were going to overtake the boat. He said, peace, be still to the winds and the waves. And so he's able to do that in our lives as well. Not only in a natural sense, but most importantly, in a spiritual sense.
Amen.
So God sent his son to live and dwell with us. He gave us salvation. Salvation is a plan for protection. All right? This is why so many people are in the situations that they are in. If they have once been saved and they go away from salvation, look at their lives. Look what is happening to them. Things that would have access to them, that would not have access to them, they now have access because they have gone away from the Lord. All right? We are to, and we'll read about it, but we're supposed to be as close to the Lord as we possibly can, and therefore, the things that would get to us, they can't get to us. But when we let go of that hand that would like to hold our hand, when we push that hand away, when we cast it away, when we begin to get away from the Lord, then things are able to come in and do damage to us that God never intended to do damage to us. May God help us. Salvation is a plan of protection. It's an ultimate plan of protection. It tells us what to do, what not to do, how to live our lives, how to think, and then it gives us his Holy Spirit to be with us, to enable us to do these things, so that wicked one toucheth him not, who keepeth himself in the love of the Lord, that wicked one toucheth him not. And so this is how you are to live your life. This is God's protection plan for you. Get salvation. Get it deep down in your heart. Walk in the truth of God's love and be protected from what the enemy has for your life. I want to encourage you by that this morning. If you already got this thing, hold on to that which is good. I don't know what's happening. I can't even get to any of my notes or very little because the Lord has given it to me in the moment. So y'all just keep praying for me. I want you to understand God's plan is for protection. It's to keep you from harm. It's to keep you. Many times what will happen is people will go away from the Lord and they'll make these choices that make it almost next door to impossible to live for the Lord.
Right.
Now, I'm telling you that it's almost and next door to impossible.
Right.
God can do anything but fail. All right, so God can save that person and keep them too.
Yes.
But many times what will happen, people get involved in things that God never intended,
right,
because the enemy got in and he tempted them away from the Lord. Now they're in this trap, they're in this snare, they're in this difficult situation, and it seems to do what the Bible is asking you to do is impossible.
Right.
All right? And I want to encourage you today, if you're in that situation, all things are possible through Christ Jesus. We know that. But I want to also encourage you that through God's protection plan, through salvation, you don't ever have to be in any of those situations. And I want to encourage you this morning as well, if you remember the Job situation. Remember the Job situation? Remember how the enemy came, he would do harm to, I mentioned this recently, but I'm mentioning it again. Because you need to know this is how it works.
Yeah.
The enemy can't get to you unless God allow him to get to you.
Yeah.
And so if you're in God's hand, you are protected.
Yes.
All right? And even if he allows something to get through, then there's going to be a certain degree that it can do, and it's not going to be able to overtake you.
Right.
It's not going to destroy you. You're going to be stronger at the end of the thing than you were when it began.
Right.
Praise God. This is how God can do for us.
Yeah.
All right, and so I want you to know that God's plan is a plan of protection. He wants to keep us from falling. He wants to save us, keep us from falling, and then also use us in his service by the grace and help of God. His plan is designed to protect us. May God help us this morning. Somebody go to Jeremiah 29 and 11, very familiar scripture. I'm finding, too, as I continue to live for the Lord and be in his service, a lot of times there are scriptures that can cover a wide variety of things.
Yes.
And so we thank God for that. Now, he'll give us other scriptures as well, but sometimes one scripture can cover so many different viewpoints and issues and problems. It's a blessing just to see how the Lord does.
Amen.
It says here, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." So God's plan is a protection plan. He wants to give you a good life, a blessed life, all right? "Then shall you call upon me, you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you." Now, if you're in a situation where you got in your life, you're living for the Lord and you're pleasing the Lord, but you got some difficulty, then he said, you can come and you can pray, and he'll hear your prayer, and he'll do something about it. Because in the very next scripture it says, "You shall seek me and find me, you shall search for me with all your heart." All right, and so what God did is he gave us the plan of salvation. Once he gave us that plan of salvation, within that plan, there is a catch-all. All right, there's a catch-all.
Yes.
Prayer is the catch-all.
Yes.
All right, because you and I as human beings sometimes will do things that maybe intentionally and then sometimes unintentionally that was not in the plan of God. And through prayer, we can not only get that situation handled and mitigated, but we can maintain our salvation with the Lord and continue moving forward.
Yes.
All right? And so God, what he did is he gave us he made a perfect plan, and then within that plan, he put a catch-all in that plan.
Right.
A backup to the backup to the backup. Therefore, you're going to be good either way it goes, if you want to be.
Yes.
All right, if you want to be. So all of this is contingent upon you and I recognizing and realizing that we need the Lord and that we need him in a real way in our lives. And then humbling ourselves and living for him on a daily basis. And then if we mess up, we be honest with the Lord and say, "Lord, I messed up here. Will you forgive me? Will you help me? And will you help me to keep going forward?" God did that for us. He wants to protect us. This is why he did all these things. Isaiah 1 and 18, what does it say? 1:18 and then verse number 19. What does it say in Isaiah? It's telling us about our part, isn't it? "Come now, let us reason together." All right. "Saith the Lord, sins be as scarlet, be white as snow, red like crimson, veil be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. If ye refuse and rebel, you shall be reviled with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it." Amen. So this is telling us that we have a part to play. All right. The world will tell you, and sex will tell you, that once saved, always saved. The world will tell you that God loves you so much that basically you can do no wrong. Sin at your leisure and you're going to be okay. But the word of God does not back that. All right? You do have a part to play in your God's protection plan, in the plan of salvation. And so what we have to know is that we got to follow what the word of God says. It doesn't matter what I think as a human being. It doesn't matter what I think as a minister or somebody that may be of influence. If it doesn't agree with the word of God, then you are under no obligation to follow that. Yeah. Matter of fact, you are obligated to follow what the word of God has said.
Yeah.
All right? So it don't matter how many people pat you on your back and tell you how good you are.
Right.
If you don't have the word of God as your God, if you're not following a true relationship with God through salvation, you are not okay with God.
Amen.
All right? That's the truth of it. And his protection that we're talking about this morning, you don't come under that.
That's
you might get
right.
some protection because he's protecting somebody else.
Right.
See, God does that. When a person is in a household and they're not saved, but God has somebody in that household that is saved, God will protect those other people
right.
just because he's protecting that saved person. You see what I'm saying? But you have no guarantee that if you don't have true salvation yourself, that you can get all these blessings that God that we're going to read about this morning. All right? And so get God for yourself. Know God for yourself. If you have him, keep him. Do what is required in order to have salvation, deliverance, and get in God's system of protection. Now, another message at another time, if God gives it to me, I believe it's good. We have to understand that we need protection in many different ways, but we are protectors too.
Right.
All right? A husband is to protect his wife.
Yes.
A wife is to protect her husband.
Yes.
Parents protect their children. Yes. And we all are to protect one another.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
And so through salvation, and God's going to give me something on that, but I'm just giving you a preview. If he gives it to me later on, then we're going to touch on that as
yes.
well. Because we are our brother's keeper. We owe one another.
Yeah.
We owe one another what? It's one word. It's four letters.
Love.
We owe one another love.
Yes.
He said, you're going to be my disciples. You're going to love one another.
Yes.
By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, that you have love one for another. And what does love do? It does what? It protects.
Yes.
All right? If I'm a parent and I see my kid about to get into something that's going to hurt them, if I'm a real parent, what am I going to do? I'm going to stop them. I'm going to correct them. I'm going to try to stop them.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes we can't. Why? Because that child may be hard-headed and may need to learn a different way.
No,
but the parent always wants to protect the child.
Amen.
And in the same way, that's how God does us.
Amen.
All right? He looks at us and he says, listen, don't go there. Don't do that. Don't listen to that. Don't be involved in that. Don't put your effort in that area because that's not going to be good for you.
Amen.
But you and I have to make a choice that God knows what he's talking about. And then we have to follow that because we disregard what he says and then we have to suffer because of it. God never intended for us to do that. And we as parents don't want our children suffering either. And so we try to protect them. We need protection from, what do we need protection from? The devil, right?
Yes, that's right.
We need protection from him and his workers. Now I'm making a distinction here. So be paying attention. If you didn't already know, I want you to pay attention to this. The devil is one entity, right? Yes, that's Satan. But the devil also has workers that work under him.
That's right.
They are under his kingdom, but they are their own entities. You understand what I'm saying? They have to obey him because they are his master, but they work at his behest, but they are actually their own individual units of evil. All right? And so not only do we need to be protected from Satan himself, but any of his workers in his kingdom. Okay?
Yes. Amen.
You'll see in the Bible, it'll say a spirit of something.
Yes.
Infirmity. A spirit of fear. A spirit of unbelief.
Right.
You understand? So the human being can have all of these things in the natural. But the spirit thereof, that the something that is accompanying what is naturally already occurring, making it more than what it should be. You understand?
Right.
That's what we're talking about. And so sometimes what we're dealing with is not just the devil himself, but we're dealing with a spirit of something that has been assigned to you and to me that we need deliverance from.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
This is truth. Okay? And so we need protection from all of his kingdom, from all of his workings, from the devil himself. All right? And so you and I need to understand that sometimes when people are doing wrong and they cannot seem to do right, it is a spirit of something that is influencing them.
Amen.
And they need deliverance.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes, Lord.
That's in the plan. That's the good news. It's in the plan.
Praise God.
So through salvation, through prayer, through fasting, through knowledge and understanding on how to fight these things, you and I can get victories not only in our own lives, but we can help others.
Yes.
Amen.
That's in the plan.
Yes.
All right. We need protection from the world, right? All that's in the world is the lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and the pride of life. None of those things will assist us in life and having a good life. So you get involved in those things, you're not even going to have a good life. I'm going to give you a newsflash. You're not going to have a good life.
Amen.
When you get involved in those lustful things, those things are against God, and good things does not come from that. That's like trying to say that I can go out and take this cold or this flu or this poison that is to my body, put it in my body, and then good things are going to happen.
Right.
No.
Y'all understanding me? I'm comparing sin and sinful things. Lust is a sin. Sinful things to a virus or a disease. All right? And so these diseases that are not in God's plan, they want to come into your life and destroy your life. All right? And that's what they do. They do it in the same way that a disease that you know what's funny about it is many times you can't see it with the naked eye, can you?
Right.
You're not going to, you might see somebody sneeze, but you don't see the virus that they're giving you. You don't know that. You don't know that you touch this surface and then put it on your eye or put it in your mouth that it's going to get inside of you and do some damage, do you? We learned that with COVID, didn't we?
Yes.
So in the same way, what happens is the enemy has these diseases, these viruses, these bacteria, these funguses that he wants to put into your spiritual life. All right? And then when you imbibe of those things, when you allow those things to live in you, not only are you not going to have a good life down here below, but you'll end up lost if you leave here like that.
Yes.
They bring death. All right? If you got a cold and you didn't know you had a cold and you just kept going with that cold, if your immune system, a common cold, if your immune system could not overcome it, you would die. Did you know that? You know that people used to die from the common cold? All right? So in the same way, this is what is happening. He's trying to introduce these things into your life, and under God's protection plan, you have something to keep those viruses out. You have a spiritual immune system that identifies the virus, identifies the antibody, the antigen, the enemy. All right, that's coming in and trying to invade, and through salvation and the power of the Holy Spirit, who is the healer? God is the healer. Just naturally?
No.
God is the healer in all, every aspect of life. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, God is the healer. And so he in us, under God's protection plan, will identify the enemy agent and then will give us the ability to, through his power, to overcome that thing. That's in the God's protection plan.
Amen.
None of this is in my notes. I'll say very little. But this is the Lord. All right? So I want to encourage you to know that the devil and his kingdom, we need protection from that. the world. We need protection from that.
Amen.
What's something else we might need protection from?
Self.
Self. Self. And self means myself individually and the issues I got going on, but it also means each other, because we all got a self, right? And so we need the Lord to protect us. We talked about this morning in the Sunday school. Brother Tavis did a great job of bringing that out. Offenses. When we are offended, what's really offended?
Self.
Because it's not, nobody stabbed us physically, nobody shot us, nobody kicked us, but many times it's some word that was said, it was some action that was done that injured self.
Right. Yes.
And so in God's protection plan, He give us instruction on how to maintain the victory in those areas.
Yes.
Somebody can offend us and it doesn't have to kill us. It doesn't have to cause us to accept a spirit of unforgiveness, which, by the way, bringeth death.
Right.
If you don't be forgiven, if you don't forgive, then what? You won't be forgiven. So how are you going to make heaven like that?
Right.
Furthermore, do you forget that sometimes you might be the offender and need forgiveness yourself?
Right.
So think about the fact that somebody offended you, and then you took offense to it, and you let that thing germinate and grow into a seed of unforgiveness, a bitterness, a hatred, or whatever it might be. And then now you're walking around with this, again, foreign invader in the spirit,
right. But
you're going to make heaven that way. May God help us.
Yes, Lord.
In God's plan, what He does is He says, pride goeth before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. But grace cometh through humility. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. Right? He that humbleth himself shall be exalted. He that exalteth himself shall be obeyed. Self wants to exalt itself. Self wants to be heard. It wants to be felt. It wants to give an opinion on it. And it wants to get revenge. That's what self wants to do. But God said, he that will come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. And so what God does is he teaches us on a daily basis to deny self.
Amen.
And he helps us to do that because we can't do it by ourselves.
Right.
We are never going to be separated from self. So then we have to learn how to deny self.
Right.
But the enemy, what he does, you well-meaning, seasoned Christian, what he does is he's working on an angle to try to offend you to the point where you stop denying yourself.
Lord.
You stop forgiving. You stop showing the love of God to that one that has caused you harm. With the plan, the end goal is that he will cause you to lose your soul. So in the plan of God, he teaches us to deny ourselves. He gives us that instruction. And then he teaches us to do it by his help and grace and mercy.
Amen.
Philippians 2 and 13. Somebody know what that says? Something about God that working in us? For it is God that worketh in us both to what? Both to will and to do of his good pleasure. All right, so God has desired us to do something. It's a difficult thing to do when we have been offended. Let's be honest. Let's be honest, first of all, about being offended. Let's do that.
Right.
It's in God's plan.
Right.
Truth is what protects us. Did y'all know that?
Yes.
When you're honest with the Lord and you're honest with yourself and you say, Lord, this thing hurt me, God wants that.
Amen.
He wants you to do that. But he doesn't want you to stop there. He wants you to go to him and say, Lord, this thing hurt me, and I need to forgive. You instructed me to forgive, and I got this pride in the way. Well, Christians are never prideful, ever. They never are tempted with pride. They're never tempted with self. Is that an accurate statement?
No.
If we're being honest, then what would we have to say? That when that person offended me, something happened to me. And something wanted to stand up and defend itself.
Right.
Wanted to rise up and get some get back, if you will. That's the honest and the truth of it.
Yes, Lord.
But you got the victory because you didn't do it. You didn't say it, right? That's a partial victory.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a partial victory.
Sure.
God wants to give us, in his plan, complete victory.
Amen.
All right, so what he'll do is even though all of those things happen, he will give us the ability to seek him for forgiveness deep down in our hearts. So that we can look at that person and show them the love of God.
Amen.
Anyhow, praise God.
Right.
That we can say in our hearts, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. But I'm not telling you that this is automatic or easy. I'm telling you it's in his plan and you've got to have it if you're going to make heaven.
Yeah.
Because anything that the enemy can introduce into your spiritual system of seed that he can plant, that can germinate and grow, it's going to bring about death eventually. And so you got to have God go in there and pull that thing out before it gets going good, or zap it or something so it don't even get no power and get going. That's the honest truth. But that's God's protection plan, because ultimately, if we don't allow the Lord to do that, then what ends up happening is, not only am I offended, but I am an offender, a habitual offender.
Right.
I can see something wrong with anything anybody does at any time, because it changes you. It's not just a seed anymore. It's growing into a plant.
Lord.
It's growing into a tree. It's got branches to it now.
Lord.
You understand what I'm saying? But the easiest way for God to deal with it, the easiest way for you to get the victory is when it happens, be honest with the Lord. Be honest with yourself. And I'm giving you instruction this morning by the grace of God. Do not move off of that issue until you get victory. All other issues are less important until you get through with that. Why? Because you can be praying and praying and praying for other things, but you'll be spinning your wheels because you got a root of bitterness in your heart. So now your prayers are hindered. So you're saying the word, you're going through the motions, but there's no victory obtained because you have to deal with that first.
Yes, Lord.
I have to deal with that first. All right? And I'm not telling you that people don't do you wrong. I'm telling you they do.
Yes.
I'm telling you sometimes they do it on purpose and sometimes they don't. It doesn't matter. In God's plan, I can get victory and keep the love of God in my heart. God's love in my heart and unforgiveness will not, one of them has to go.
Amen.
They can't live together.
Yes.
Amen.
Lord.
You don't have to say it, I will say it. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
I know it to be so.
Yes.
All right? This is how we get victory in our souls. This
Thank
is how
you,
we
Lord.
Keep victory in our souls. There are people that have not forgiven people, those people are dead and gone. Dead and gone.
God have mercy.
God help us.
Yeah.
We're going to be lost behind that? I don't think so.
Nope.
Lord help me. Lord help me now. Help me.
Amen.
He'll deal with us. God will deal with us. He'll show us what we have. But it's going to be up to us to be willing, to let him do it in us and through us. He said he'll help us do it.
Amen.
And I believe that right now today.
Praise God.
Listen, we need this. We need this, but what God has for us, he's going to give it to us and he's going to bless us
Amen.
To and through every trial and test of life.
Mm-hmm.
He loves us.
Yes,
all right?
He
wants to help us out of trouble, but what he really wants to do, saints and people of God, he wants to keep us from getting into the trouble
right.
in the first place.
Amen.
Okay? And I made mention of that before. The devil has a trap set for you and for me. I don't care who you are. I'm talking to every last one that's in here and anybody that hears this online.
Yep.
That's the truth. He's got Amen. Something for you.
Yep.
But in God's protection plan, you have to look. You have to understand what's going on. Just like in the story of Job, God was looking down.
Yes,
and he's always looking down on you and on me. And he's seeing what the enemy has set up for you. And what he wants to do is, before you even get close to the trap, he wants you to give you an alternate route around that trap. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
That's what God has for us. And that's in his protection plan.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
All
right? Amen. So, he wants to keep us out of trouble and be better after. So God is proactive. He would like to be proactive. He does not like to be reactive. He can rescue us in trouble. He can't. But he would much rather keep us from the trouble than when we get in trouble have to disentangle us and all these different things. He'd rather do it the best way. And so I'm encouraging you this morning, if you don't know the Lord, get to know the Lord in this way. All right, if you do know the Lord, continue in the path of righteousness.
Yeah.
And don't let the enemy separate you. The Bible said, what shall separate us? Don't let him separate you from the love of God. All right, what separates us from the love of God is sin in our hearts, is disobedience in our hearts.
Amen.
God still loves us,
Amen.
But his love can't get to us because there's something in the way. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
We could have been faithful. We could have been living true and righteous and godly in this present world. But we've got involved in something. Remember, Saul was pleasing unto God until a certain point, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Then he began to disobey, didn't he? Then he began to get a little big-headed.
Right.
He didn't like it. God, he saw like God's plan of him being the king right until he was told that David was going to be the king. Then he had a problem with that. Remember that?
Yeah.
All right? You did run well. What did hinder you? You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
So don't let the enemy do us like that. All right? Stay with the Lord. If you're not with the Lord, get with him. I'm going to keep saying that because you have to. Listen, these things are for our protection.
That's right.
Everything that God does is to protect us, to keep us safe. Well, somebody might say, well, why do people get sick? Why does bad things happen? Well, because many times we've gotten out of the will of the Lord. But not only that, if God let it come your way and you're doing all that you can to please the Lord, then he has a will and a purpose in it outside of maybe what we understand right now.
Right.
Yes. All right? Yeah, he let Stephen get stoned. He didn't have to let him get stoned. He let him get stoned. But there was a will and a purpose in it for him. All right? And so you and I have to know that if we just stay in God's protection plan, if it gets through, then it's something that he's allowed. He has a purpose in it for us. We're going to be better for it at the other end of it. But do not let that thing separate you and get you off of God's plan.
Amen.
May God help us this morning.
Amen.
I'm going to read some scriptures here, and I'm going to sit down. Y'all just pray for me.
Amen.
God knows what he's doing.
Yes.
Let me say something right here while we get into this scripture. Psalms 91 and 1, we're going to go through some of these scriptures by the help of the Lord. But I'm going to say something here before we get to it. I'm going to say this now, and I want you to get a hold of this by the help of the Lord. God knows what he's doing.
Yes. Amen.
You and I may or may not know what we're doing. Okay? But God knows what he's doing.
Amen.
All right? So when God says it, then we do it, and we trust that it'll be for the good of his people,
Amen.
Be good for everybody. That's the way that God does it. All right? We're going to Psalms 91 and 1. Now, I want you to, if you didn't know, I want you to write this down in your notes or put it in your phone or something. This is a chapter and verse about God's protection.
Yes.
All right, and so we'll just go through some of these things, and we'll take a look at them. And I pray and I hope, because I don't have enough time, but I pray and I hope that you get a blessing from this. You get an encouragement from this. And you see God in a different way. If you haven't seen him as a protector, I want you to see him in this way.
Yes.
Many times things will happen to us, and we'll say, well, why didn't God protect us from that? It wasn't that God wasn't trying to protect. It's the one that wasn't obeying God. They let the devil use them to do what they did.
Oh, Lord.
And so look at it in that way. And then know from that you don't want to be in that place and you don't want to be that person. And so you need to be in God's protection plan.
Yeah.
You won't be out doing people wrong and being evil and all that kind of stuff when you are a child of God. You just won't. Even if you are naturally geared towards being mischievous or malicious, God will change that about you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Psalms 91 and 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm going to read verse number 4, then I'm going to come back. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. I read those together because I see them as going together.
Yes.
You're dwelling in the secret place. It's an open secret.
Amen.
All right? Anybody can get there. We can all be there all together. Millions of us if we wanted to. Billions even. You give your heart to the Lord and you get close to God. How is the devil, I ask you, how is he going to get to you if you're in this place? You under the shadow of his wings.
Amen.
That's pretty close. The way I see it is you holding on to his leg somewhere down in there.
Praise the Lord.
You're in a good spot. They'll say, you know what, I'm going to go get somebody that don't have no protection, and that's what he does.
Right.
Or he tries to lure you away
right.
from that protection. But it says here, if you dwell in that place, so dwelling means to abide, to live, to daily get to that place. You got to stay in that place if you're going to have this kind of protection.
Amen.
All right, so he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Yes.
All right, I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge. I want us to look here at what the writer is saying. This writer is writing something here, and he's letting you know his choice about this, about the issue. He says, I will say of the Lord. So I'm choosing the Lord as my refuge. You can choose other things as your place of safety. But I promise you, eventually, if not immediately, you will be disappointed.
That's right.
All right, with God, you will not be disappointed. Because even if you lose in life, how can you lose in life and still win?
All right.
With God. You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
With God. I want you to understand something. And I said this recently before, but God has hammered this into my heart and into my mind. The only reason why the devil hasn't done to you what he wants to do to you is because God's protection is upon you. If you are a child of God, then there will be those getting protection that, even if they're not saved, they'll get protection because you're a child of God. But eventually, God, you have to make that choice.
Amen.
You have to make that choice eventually of whom you're going to serve. All right? You're going to serve somebody that's going to protect you, or you're going to serve somebody who's going to... What's the opposite of protection? What's the opposite? He's going to destroy you. Is that in there? Kill, steal, destroy. The thief coming out, but to steal, kill, destroy.
Right.
I've come that you might have life, have it more abundantly. Who are you going to choose in that deal?
Right.
If one is going to protect you, then the other one is the opposite of protecting is attacking.
Yeah.
He's going to attack you. Okay?
Lord bless.
This is the way it is.
Yeah.
And so by making Jesus your choice, by making God's way your choice, by making salvation's plan your choice, you are choosing protection. Even if you have to go through some difficulty in life, you are choosing the ultimate protector, the ultimate protection, because when your soul, which is the most important thing that you have, when it leaves here, you get to go to the right place.
Lord.
May God help us this morning. I'll say of the Lord, he is my refuge. This is verse number 2 in Psalms 91. He's my refuge. So a place of refuge is a place of safety. And my fortress. A fortress is a place where not only is it a place of safety, but now you can mount a counterattack. Some places are just a place of refuge. It's keeping you safe, but you can't do nothing about what's attacking you. When you're with the Lord, not only can you run to the safe place of safety, but now you can mount your offensive against that attack that's coming against you and push back, all right? And so that's important to know about the Lord, all right? He's my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. So the writer is saying this is his choice. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Remember we talked about the trap. And the noisome pestilence. Pestilence is another word for disease. So types of diseases. And I want us to be thinking about pestilence in terms of naturally and then in terms of also in a spiritual sense. God gives us understanding of the spiritual many times by using the natural. All right? Things that you can't see, things that you would be completely unaware of, God in his grace and mercy and his goodness, his spirit within us is a protection against those things in the first place.
Yeah.
When you are tempted with something, God has a response. When you're a child of God, there's a response that comes from God. There's a voice that comes in your head or in your heart, and it says, nope, that ain't right.
Amen.
And then what happens? The justification, right? Devil comes back with his rebuttal, but see, this, that, the third,
right.
And this is why you should do this.
Lord,
right? But then again, the Spirit of the Lord, the faithful Spirit of God that is not without us, but is within us, it says, no, this scripture speaks to that,
amen.
And that scripture speaks to that, and this song, and this past experience, etc., 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 until you say, Lord, I will do what you want me to do,
amen.
By the grace and help of God.
Amen.
All right? So don't let the pestilence, the disease, get you. Get deliverance from the Lord. All right? So it says here in verse number 4, it says, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield. We talked about truth being a shield. Shield is something that keeps things from coming in.
Amen.
The truth of God's word is a protector in that way.
Yeah.
All right? When the enemy comes in up like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will what?
Lift up
a standard, that shield, that truth. It pushes back against the lies that the enemy would like to introduce into your life and into your system by the grace and help of God. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flieth by day. Do you know that we live in scary times?
Yes.
We do.
Yes, we do.
Sometimes I forget that we live in scary times because I'm protected so much. I'm being true. I'm driving. I made a mistake driving some kind of way. I don't crash. I don't know how that works.
Thank you, Lord.
It's the Lord.
Yeah.
Somebody else do something crazy, get in my lane. I don't even know why my mind said, look over to the right. And while I'm looking over to the right, I'm moving over to the left and moving out of the way. How does that happen?
Thank you, Lord.
This is the Lord.
Yeah.
It happens in a natural sense, but it also happens, most importantly, in a spiritual sense. And I want us to get an understanding of that portion of it.
Amen.
And we don't have to be afraid. Remember, I mentioned the spirit of something. You are allowed to be afraid as a human being. If a dog is chasing you and you don't like dogs, you probably should be afraid. They might bite you. But you should not have to live in the presence of fear all the time. That is not of God. It's not of God. And if you're a Christian today, I'm telling you, you can be delivered from that.
Thank you, Lord.
By the help of the Lord. You don't have to be afraid of any and everything. I'm going to lose my job. The market going to crash. You know, it don't matter. God got you.
Amen.
Think about the manna. Think about the bread and the manna in the wilderness. Think about the smoke, the pillar of smoke by day and the pillar of fire by night. God made all of this. Can't nothing get to you unless he let it get to you. And if you keep your hand in his hand, then it's you and him against whatever is going on, not just you.
Amen.
I'll not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. What else does that song say? For the Lord whom I trust, nor whom I serve is my what? Somebody get that. We got to read that right here. Because Psalm number what? Psalm number 155. I'll not be afraid.
For the terror by
night.
Nor the arrow
that flies by day.
For the Lord whom I serve.
Is my shield and my light.
He'll
guide me. He'll protect me all the way. And the chorus says, I'll not be afraid. I'll not be afraid. Where he leadeth, key point, I safely can go. I will trust him always, both by night and by day. He'll be with me forever, I know. And so God has the ability to protect us. Notice that it said he's a shield and he's a light in the darkness. All right, that light, when things we don't understand what's going on, we don't know which way to go, God will put a light on the subject and give us great understanding and give us direction when we need to go and where we need to go and how we need to get there by the grace and help of God. I thank God for that. I'll not be afraid. Don't be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. An arrow is something that can harm you in some kind of way. And so it's all encompassing. Whatever would harm you, both spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, whatever way that something could harm you, we don't have to live in fear of that because we know the Lord and God is going to protect us. He's going to watch over us. He's going to keep us safe. May God help us to know that. All right. I could read more. I want to read one more scripture, but there are more scriptures. There's a lot of good. That was really what all this is about. But the Lord knows about that. Maybe he'll let me do it another time. But I want to read this one scripture in encouragement to your heart this morning. I appreciate your time and your attention. My time is surely up. 1,000, verse number 7. I'll read 5 through 7, but we'll key in on 7. So don't be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that walketh at noonday. Verse number 7 said, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee or near thee.
Amen.
The encouragement there is, when you are a child of God, you're in his hands, it don't matter what's going on around you.
Right.
It don't matter. You are protected, you are safe in the arms of Jesus.
Amen.
All right? And so 1,000 or a million or whatever number you want to put in there, even spiritually, they go back on the Lord, they're being lost, whatever. You don't have to be lost.
Amen.
In a physical way, you don't have to be afraid of what harm might befall you. God has, he's always wanted to protect. What I'm trying to say to us this morning is that he is the ultimate protector. He always has wanted to protect us. His plan, his salvation plan, that's what it's all about, is protection. And if we keep our hand in his hand, like the brother was talking about when he sung the song, if we just keep our hand in his hand, he will protect us. He will keep us safe in any way that we need to be protected by the grace and help of God. I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I'm glad to speak and hear the word of God this morning. I'm glad that God loves me and he's going to take care of me. He's done it all my life. Even when I was disobedient unto him, he protected me with the goal in mind that some kind of way I would come to an understanding that this is the way. And I thank God for saving me. I thank him for keeping me even now. And I desire your prayer that he would keep me even unto the end. I'm thankful for your time and your attention. Please pray for me. I will be praying for you.